Steve, when you look, though, at Dr. Lushky and others, and the Chancellor, University of Maryland, Britt Kerwin, is going to be joining Dr. Lushky at this April 3rd meeting coming up in Annapolis. They're saying that Towson still has 19 different sports, which is in line with University of Maryland, College Park, and UMBC. I mean, they're suggesting that even though they eliminated some sports, they still are online with other Division I colleges. What do you say to that?
Well, that very well may be the case. I don't know those numbers off the top of my head, but what I do know is that both baseball and soccer in the youth leagues in this country, they are the two most highest participation sports in this country. There are more kids who play those two sports than any other sport in this country. And for a regional school like Towson, who intends to apparently be on that national scale, not to have those two sports, I think it's really a shame.
When there was this group put together, and the Baltimore Sun has been reporting on all of this group of business people that came together to try to make recommendations to Dr. Lushky, to the athletic director, Mike Waddell, I can't believe they wouldn't have come together if they weren't told that if you arrive at some conclusion that's good, we might be able to keep these programs. Your thoughts on just the fact, here they come up with some solutions, and they don't even want the solutions.
Yeah, I think it's been at least well documented within the alumni circles that there have been alumni who've come out with what seems to be very reasonable plans. And also, most recently, I was contacted by an alumni who is a professional fundraiser, and he contacted the university back in the fall offering his services to maybe, at least on the financial side, help with this budget crunch that they're under moving forward. And he was never, extended the courtesy of a return email or phone call. This is my opinion, I think this is a rubber stamp thing. I think they want to maximize their dollars, their athletic dollars, toward the programs that they feel are going to put Towson on that national scale, on that national stage.
Once again, Steve Farling is with us, former baseball player at Towson University. He has requested that Towson take his plaque and remove his name from the Hall of Fame in objection to the decisions of the college to drop the baseball and soccer programs. So will you be going down April the 3rd for this meeting in Annapolis?
Yes, I will.
Do you know other alumni like yourself will be attending as well?
Yep. There's the alumni that I've men I played with back in the early 90s and people I don't know personally have contacted me, and I think there's going to be a pretty good representation from the Towson alumni there at that meeting.
Well, what would you like if the governor, you had a chance to talk to the governor and the comptroller and those folks down there, what do you want them to know about this situation? Because I'm sure that Dr. Lushky, the president, and others are going to say it's a financial issue, we had to make these decisions. What do you want them to know?
Well, I want them to know that I think they're between, there's a lot of smart people within the university organization. I think if they really committed to wanting to save the two programs, they could figure out a way to make it work. I think there have been suggestions made through the alumni network that I think are viable, including, reducing roster spots for both the baseball team and men's soccer team as concessions, and then, adding female roster spots to some of the other sports. I think a combination of that, maybe increasing the auxiliary fees for students, which they intend to increase in a few years, but the president's not willing to increase it now to help save their programs. I think there could be a comprehensive plan put together that could save the programs. And moving forward, and so everybody is satisfied.
Well, Steve, we're going to watch this progress. I'm not letting this go. I've done this on my show for a while since the decision a couple of Fridays ago. So we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it.